How about a nice sweet dessert? Something yes. sweet to wash that down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? You're going to have an opportunity. Savannah Martin is joining us. Yeah. She's the director of the Pregnancy Center of Greater Toledo, here to talk about their Sweet Endings dessert event. And boy, if you're going to have an event.
The sweets don't end at that event.
Why not? It is. I mean, it is. Like,
they
it's
don't.
Like dessert stations. You just move from one to the other to
the
other.
Well, and I hear that we have a donut wall.
Oh!
That's what I hear.
Oh, no.
Say no more. You're going to need a bigger space.
I will trade all the bowls of chili for
a donut
wall.
Oh.
Donuts win every time.
Jeff, we need a donut wall in the studio.
That would be good for the sound.
Yes, it would be soundproof.
You guys need to make that happen.
Oh, yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't need any sort of acoustics. You just hang some donuts on this wall and you guys will be.
Yeah.
But who like sat back and was like, you know what would make donuts even better? If they were on a wall.
I don't know, but they're a genius.
We thank you.
Whoever you are.
We salute you.
You are a
donut
genius.
Donut wall maker.
Kind of like a donut tree. You just pick the donuts off the wall.
There's so much that's right about that.
Someone should come up with that.
There's so much that's right about that.
There can't be a bacon tree in heaven, but there could be a donut tree in heaven.
There could very well be.
I'm still believing that God can create a bacon tree. I'm holding out hope. I got faith. God can do anything. Nothing's impossible. For those who believe.
He could speak the bacon.
He could speak it
there
and
wouldn't have to use any pigs for it.
Well, that's a conversation for another day. Today, because we are talking about sweet endings, we're talking about dessert, and we're talking about the Pregnancy Center of Greater Toledo, and Sweet Endings is their big fundraiser happening March 7th. But first of all, before you tell us all about the fun stuff that's going to happen there, tell us about the good work that you guys do at the Pregnancy Center of Greater Toledo.
Of course. So the Pregnancy Center has actually been in our community since 1984. So long, standing ministry in the community. And really, the Pregnancy Center is made up of three parts. The first one is that, we believe that women who are unexpectedly expecting deserve all of the wraparound support that they can get. And we just believe that when we surround, these women and their families and provide them with, good health care and resources and child care and all of the things that go into parenting, we just see them over and over again make life-affirming decisions about their pregnancy. And, it's said it takes a village to raise a child. And so we just find it a great joy to be that village. So we have a limited medical facility here in town where we just kind of start their care and then get them connected to all the resources that they need, that they'll be healthy, they'll have a healthy pregnancy, the child will be healthy, and ultimately that they would come to know Jesus as their savior. The second part is our after abortion care program. So we just absolutely believe that God is after people. And if they have experienced that and they're struggling afterwards, we just believe that they deserve a safe place to be able to work through those things. And then lastly, we have Soul Purpose, which is creating community on college campuses for women, that they would be raised up in their value, worth, and identity. And so far, we have launched that ministry at the University of Toledo, and then we just launched it at the University of Tiffin. And so we're excited to just see college campuses. They're not really easy places to walk out your faith right now, and we just believe that if we can create a community of women who know who their God is and know who they are in Jesus Christ, that's just a really powerful thing.
And this is really the other side of the pro-life coin, if you will, because obviously we want to stand against abortion, the killing of children. We know how bad that is. But if women aren't going to abort their child, they need help and support in caring for that child, whether that's them raising it, maybe leading them to adoption, maybe leading them to the other alternatives there. But they need people who will come alongside them and care
absolutely
for them in that. And that's really, if we're going to, on the one hand say don't abort, we also have to, on the other hand, be ready to help support them then when they make that life choice.
Yeah, I was at a ministry event last week and I heard a speaker say something really powerful, and it was to the tune of, we don't have any authority over the abortion issue spiritually unless we care for these children more than people who don't. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't stop at a vote or a Facebook status or a riled up conversation, that Jesus really is calling us to step into people's lives. And I just find that the closer that we get to people the more that the quote unquote issue actually doesn't matter as much. And so when we just get into proximity with people, it's easier to see them through the lens that God sees them through. And yeah, it's just really, I'm a firm believer that the answer to poverty is always relationship.
Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing in the nation right now, even more so, that we've got to step up and do our part, things like that, to show the world that, hey, you know, we're not leaving them and just saying, no, don't abort. We're taking care of them afterwards. They really have to make that message loud and clear.
And the cool part is that, you know, I am nobody extraordinary and special. Our staff and our volunteers aren't these like superhuman people. They're just ordinary people that just said yes and showed up, and God uses them. I think sometimes we look at people who are in ministry and we're like, oh, I could never do that. But the reality is that, you know, stepping into this space is really just giving God permission to use you however he sees fit. And that's awesome. Like, we don't have to have all these special accolades or all these special talents. Like, we literally can just love people right where we're at.
And another big thing happening this year on the good side, a movie's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
About Abby Johnson, who you've had speak at your event in the past.
Yeah. So Abby, who actually is a dear friend of mine now, has an incredible, incredible story. And she has a book where she just really shares her testimony called Unplanned. And about a year and a half, two years ago, the producers of God's Not Dead got a hold of that book and said, we need to turn this into a movie. And they did just that. I had the ability to attend a screening of that when I was in DC for the March for Life. And it is absolutely going to change the conversation about this issue. And so stay tuned. There may be some things going on concerning that here. What I do know is that we have a confirmation from Fallen Timbers that they will be showing the movie.
Excellent.
And we think that Levis Commons also will be showing it. So it won't be some of the other movies that you've had to kind of drive and see. We do have confirmation that will be showing in Toledo. And, you know, if you're listening and you're trying to figure out kind of how you feel about this issue, or, you know, I believe that every Christian individual needs to see this movie, and it's so well done. It is not, you know, I think gone are the like cheesy Christian days where we all sit and cringe,
yeah,
you know.
Like, I know I'm supposed to like this,
but you're
Christian,
not representing us well. It is so well done. I mean, when we saw it in DC, I looked at the staff that I was with and I just said, man, like, this was such a well done movie. And I get excited when we see excellence in ministry, whether it's music or, you know, arts or, you know, movies. I'm just so thrilled to see that.
And I was reading an article, the producers were talking about this, and they actually wanted to make this movie a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And God was like, no. He's just like, no, you wait. And they said, we just believe now with everything going on in our country, they said, you know, we just see God's hand and his timing saying, this is the time this movie needs to come out. It didn't need to come out 2 years ago. It needs
absolutely
to come out.
Absolutely. Yeah, he did. He shared that testimony. The producers were there at the screening, and, you know, he shared that it was something that he had put on the bookshelf. You know, he did the thing where he tried to open some doors and he's like, this isn't happening. And so he put it on, you know, the proverbial bookshelf, and he did. He got a tug, and he just knew that it was time to take that idea off the bookshelf. And we look around at what is happening, and it, what a testimony to the timing of the Lord. Like, I just cannot think of a better time for this movie to be brought forward.
Yes. And another way that you can help with this issue and help support the Pregnancy Center of Greater Toledo and all the good work you guys do is going and eating some dessert.
Donuts.
What a better way.
That's how you
the
can
donut
help.
Wall. Come on now,
who has ever told you that you could single-handedly change our community by showing up and eating a donut?
Save a life, eat a donut. There you go. Eat
Can
a donut and save
one?
A life. There you go. Yes, you may. Take it. Eat a donut, save a life. So tell us about the Sweet Endings event you have coming up.
Sure. So Sweet Endings is just the one, you know, friend and fundraiser that we do a year. And it has just grown into this great fun event over the last couple of years. We had about 900 who attended last year. We're about a little over 1,100, close to 1,200 this year. And so we've kind of been affectionately calling it like the Toledo like family reunion. And so we don't do a sit down dinner. It's food stations. You can grab different foods. We're having sliders, a donut wall. There's a charcuterie table. So we've taken like the meat and cheese board and we've actually just made it into a table. So it'd be lots of meats and cheeses prizes, and it's just the food is always one of the highest rated things that people are like, you guys do such a great job. We have live music, live art that's being done. So just a fun time to just maybe see people that you haven't seen in a while. Maybe they go to a different church, or just a fun family reunion. Then we move into the program, and we have started to kind of record some of our client testimonials and just the miracles that God has done in our center through the last year. So we're excited to just share all those things, you know, with our community, to dream about what God wants to continue to do through the ministry, an invitation to partner in a myriad of different ways. And then the cherry on top, as I like to say it, we are bringing in author of Love Does and Everybody Always, Bob Goff, and he is hysterical. He will make you laugh, and then 2 seconds later, he'll say something that's like gut-checking, you know, truth. And so it's going to be such a good night.
And of course, desserts.
Yes.
Donuts. And if donuts. On a wall.
If you don't have time to eat something healthy before you come eat the sweets, you guys will have some.
You got a little bit of everything.
Little
there, yeah.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Absolutely.
Stuff to eat,
so yeah. And it's so definitely enough before. That you could get a meal worth of. But it's fun because you just got to get to try everything.
And, you know, if you're not quite full, that's just more room for donuts.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just come and eat donuts. If all you want to do is come and eat donuts off a wall, that's on you.
It will be there and available to you. Yeah. And you also, I know last time, because it was there last year, we had Abby Johnson. It was a great night, great event. And we did get to see some of the videos, and they are powerful, because you see the difference that's being made, that people's lives are being impacted. And not just, hey, I chose to have my kid, but people who is like, I chose to have my kid, and then I got my life in order, and now I have a job, and now the whole trajectory of my life has changed. And see people moving away from self-destructive behaviors into positive behaviors and rebuilding families.
Yes.
It is really amazing.
Yeah. And running into the arms of Jesus. I mean, one of the number one things that we hear from our clients, especially in our parenting classes where we see them for multiple weeks in a row, is, I love that you prayed for me. I love that you talk about Jesus. I mean, I don't know how much of her story that we shared, but we've recently had a client who had some pretty severe addiction problems and actually went through our after abortion care program. And come on, she came in still struggling with that addiction, a 4-day retreat, and has not succumbed to that addiction since she left that. Like, Jesus met her at a lake house, and not only did he heal that wound in her heart, like, he broke addiction off of her life. And so that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that, you know, when we show up and we invite, you know, the Lord into that conversation, it's life changing. And people see that, you know, it says that he came to give life, but he didn't just come to give life. He said he came to give abundant life. And we see that that really does, it manifests in the way that they build their families, the way that they start to talk to each other in a loving way, the correction from, you know, negative talk to their children, and starting to see them, you know, encourage and, you know, speak positive things into their children. And so, yeah, I mean, everywhere you turn, that center is just dripping with abundant, you know, life from Jesus.
And you'll learn how you can get involved.
Yes.
You know, one of the things I learned, I mean, last year, you made a big emphasis on talking to men too, and saying, because I think sometimes the attitude is, oh, well, so women go down there to minister to other women. They don't want men down there because men are, you know, scary or whatever. But you guys do need men to be down there and to help out.
Absolutely.
In different capacities.
Yeah. One of our biggest classes when it comes to parenting is actually our new dad's class. And it's incredible. These guys that show up, they want to be good fathers. You know, we kind of hear this like in the news or in this media that these are quote unquote deadbeats, and that's not the case. You know, and a lot of times it's easier to look at males as the enemy, the quote unquote, like they didn't show up, they don't want to. And that's just not the truth. Like, it takes a mother and a father, and these guys are showing up, and they're coming from broken homes where they weren't fathered correctly. And so how could we ever expect them to step into that role, because it wasn't modeled for them, and it probably wasn't modeled for their dad either. And so we're really stepping into this place and help the guys that are showing up are sitting with them, their fathers, their brothers, you know, and they're able to really walk alongside of them. And so absolutely, like, this is a ministry that takes everybody all the time.
Yeah. And I've often said, outside of, you know, spiritual revival, the greatest positive change that could happen in our country is if men would be fathers to their children and husbands to their wives.
That's the last last thing that is recorded in the Old Testament. The last thing that's recorded before we flip into the New Covenant is this. And it says that he would turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the children to their fathers. And I would take it one step further and say, I don't know that we can have spiritual revival until that word is fulfilled, that mm-hmm. God would turn the hearts of the fathers back to their children. And we see that every single day at the center.
Yeah. We're talking Savannah Martin, the Pregnancy Center of Greater Toledo.
Okay.
Excellent. And of course, the website, I'm sure where to go if they want to find out information. And if anybody is in need
Absolutely.
Of the Pregnancy Center, maybe we have a young woman or a woman out there listening and might have need of your services. How do they contact you to get
Absolutely. So if they're looking to get tickets for the event or volunteer or find out more about how they can get involved, it's friendsofpregnancycenter.org. If you are listening to this and you are in need of our services, you know, not only, you know, if you're finding yourself, you know, as we say, unexpectedly expecting and you need some help, or if you have walked through an abortion, whether it was last year, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and that has been something that you don't feel comfortable talking about or something that you continue to struggle with, you can go to, so if you're in need of our medical services, you're going to go to pregnancycenter.org. And if you need someone to talk to after an abortion, you're actually going to go to afterabortioncaretoledo.com.
Hey, Savannah, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I always love being here.